And today is day four. Let's see, I'm starting recording. Okay, welcome to day four of BitreichCon. We will today talk about S-feed and Atom feeds. And I'm glad that we have the main developer and inventor of S-feed for our first talk. It's Evil Bob. Thank you very much for coming and giving us this talk and preparing it. We're glad to. So, Evil Bob, are you ready for the talk? If not, I will tell something. Today I changed the schedule for the weekend because my drone license and everything is ready now. And I have a nice drone we can use for flying around. And I found some nice spaces around the town here where there was no clouds and we have a big view over the whole mountains around us. And I also found out that ADC has a drone too, which is under 2 kilograms. There are different sizes and different regulations. And with my license, I'm allowed to fly this drone at this position too, because it's far away from anyone or houses. And people who come to the BitreichCon can fly it too, because if I'm standing next to it with the license, then people I give instructions to can fly it too legally. I just have to put some license plate on the drone, but then it's working. We can do that legally. Perfect. And ADC already told me that he will bring it. So depending on where we go, how far we go, we will drone flying. That's also why the schedule for the weekend changed. It's a rough schedule. There will be some talks, but the talks is like that. We will hold them when we can and then record them. People can be on IRC. We will tell them that we are not online, but there is no hard static schedule, because it depends on how people like something. Like if the nature walk is really cool and people don't want to hurry, I don't want to hurry them. We will walk a bit longer. And if people like the Natural History Museum, where you have everything from birds to Socrates to old technology, where people used electricity for helping and treating them, it's interesting. And the museum director invited us. We have a personal invitation there. Then she maybe will show us something. I already told her which people come with me. Maybe she prepared something. She's very intelligent and creative there. So, okay. But Evil Bob is telling me he's ready. I want to thank all people who contributed today too. We have made many changes in lawn. I'm telling ADC asking, should we bring in some gift for the museum director? You can. There's no obligation. I already gave enough to the museum, because I'm a member of the support club for the museum. But if you like to, you can bring something. Actually, the thing is, you can't really bring stuff for the museum, because there's a speciality of the museum that the whole museum, you will see, it's old and there are still the old writings. Because not just the items in the museum are museum and old and have to be be as it like, because it's called Wonder Chamber, one of the last ones, because in the old times the noble people were just collecting whatever they found and put it all together, and out of this the museums with specialities came around. And but this how it's made, that everything's put together, that's also what has to be preserved. So we can't just put their new species or stones or whatever. But if you like to, you can give whatever you like. She's just interested in Africa and giving back these stuff we robbed or took away or bought. Depends on your viewpoint, how you see it. Or she's interested in the history. But I guess she will like every intellectual gift. If you have something about geology, to find more about the stones they have there, because we have a long mining history. Playing a floppy disk. Now, I don't think she will be interested in a floppy disk. No, that's because the technology you see there is more from the 18 to 1900s. There were no floppies in the 18 to 1900s. The floppies came later. So maybe if you have some old magnet or some old electrification machine, maybe you'll find something. It's interesting. Okay, enough talk. 5 minutes. 5 minutes is over. So, Evil Bob, can you please go into the presenters shell as we, and then when you're in, I will log out of the stream, and you can log in for talking. Ah, he's going in. He's opening the Bob shell. Opening cat point, and this is where, oh, Bob, is it a bit too big? Did you make it a bit too big? Yeah, we have to all open this. Okay, I'm going out of the stream, and this is the time for Evil Bob, the inventor of S-Feed. Thank you very much.